We'll get to the next track of the album Blueprint soon. But first, I want to tell you, I was a little nervous going to physical therapy yesterday, mostly because I was nervous about them hurting me. And I had mentioned this to Lauren, who said, oh no, if they're going to do anything that hurts you, they kind of make you do it to yourself. It turned out that wasn't true, but I was glad I went to physical therapy. Here was the weird thing. I go in and they call my name and they say, Alexander. And the woman comes up and says, hi, I'm Alexis. I'll be your physical therapist. Alexander. I'm like, it's Lex, actually. He goes, actually, I'm Lex too. And I was like, what? She said, yeah, I go by Lex. I was like, well, I go by Lex. And that doesn't happen to me that often, particularly people who I don't hate. So yeah, my physical therapist's name is Lex, and that is funny to me.
Your daily Lex.
And she definitely did hurt me at some points, finding some spots on my back and left shoulder. And then she's like, wow, yeah, that's really tight. And like my whole left side is tighter. My pectoral muscles are tighter than my right. And so she was doing some things to try to get those to not be as tight. And some of it was hilariously painful, but I'm happy to do it. And I've done my homework, the exercise that she signed me to do at home. I just did one of them right now while we're talking here. While I'm talking, you're listening. And it has not helped really yet. Now, it's been one day. But yeah, I would really like these things to improve my left arm. All that said, I think I may have diagnosed some of the problem, by which I mean I may have figured out what's causing some of the problem. I think it's my treadmill desk setup, which I have changed as of today, not as of this recording. But I think my keyboard, which was centered on the desk, was too far to the left for the letters that you type on most of the time. I think I need my keyboard tray, the keyboard tray attachment that attaches to my desk, I think it needs to be to the right so that the keyboard letters are directly in front of me. I've done that now. Now that's messing up where my mic boom stand goes. I'm leaning awkwardly to reach my mic well, so I got to figure that out. And I don't know what the answer will be on that front yet, but I've got to solve it. So I will. Yeah, probably by moving the mic boom arm to the other side of my desk, which will require a cable annoyance, but I can solve that. Anyway, the next track on the album, Blueprint, available streaming wherever you listen to music, it's called 3.14159. It wasn't initially called that. It was initially called the Pi symbol, which is a symbol available to you, you know, in the key character set. And it had been submitted and accepted by the music services, but we did some editing to the album before its release. And when I wanted to save edits, the service that we used to distribute our album, DistroKid, said, oh no, you can't have that Pi symbol in there, which was funny because they accepted it when we submitted the album, but they wouldn't accept it for edits. And their support is notoriously terrible. And so I gave up to make sure the album came out when Liam wanted it to come out. We gave up and renamed the song 3.14159. It's the only instrumental song on this album and the second instrumental song we've ever done. It was originally meant to be the song Pi, P-I, which you'll hear tomorrow. But Liam wrote this song and composed it. And, you know, I had the lyrics, which I'd already written, which he was composing too. And I was like, I don't understand how this goes. And he's like, well, I know how some of it goes, but you have to figure out some of it. And that's come up before. There are times where he writes songs and then he wants me to figure out a melody. And I'm happy to do that sometimes, but I was really struggling. And so I did a couple versions and sent them to him. And I'm like, buddy, this is really hard. Do you know how it should go better than I do? And he's like, some of it you did differently from what I expected, but I liked it. Some of it you did differently than I expected, and I didn't like it. Basically, we got to the point where he's like, yeah, I don't know how to fix it either. And I said to him, we should make this an instrumental. It's a cool song. It's fun. But if neither of us can figure out how to sing it, we got to write a different one, which we did. And I started one concept for a minute for the song Pi that you'll hear tomorrow. And he's like, no, I have an idea. And it's probably one of my absolute favorite tracks on the album. It's definitely one of my absolute favorite tracks. I was going to say it's probably my favorite. I don't know about that. It might be. But you'll hear that one tomorrow. And, but at any rate, here's this instrumental song, 3.14159. And there's a part where you'll hear very easily, you could be singing 3.14159. Like that part's pretty obvious, but the rest of it, not so obvious how lyrics would go. Anyway, enjoy this instrumental piece. Oh, and before some of you ask, and maybe none of you would ask, but before you do, you might be wondering what qualifies this as a Liam and Lex song if it's an instrumental that Liam composed entirely. And he says that I get full Liam and Lex credit because I did the mixing and mastering, which was complicated because there were a lot of instruments in this song, a lot of sounds. And I think it does come off pretty well, but he did more of the work. Anyway, here it is.
Lex.